And we have Michelle here, host with the most, with your questions. Either call into our order line, that is the number 888-212-8871, or our online email at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Okay, Michelle, any announcements do you want to make today?
Yeah, I want to say hello. It's the last day of July, July 29th. And as usual, it's always, always a pleasure to be here. We are still hot, and I imagine that from what Bill tells me and what the news is saying, there's other places that are way hotter.
Right, the central United States, and again, it's because of Boeing and the jet stream. Mm-hmm. And there's multiple reasons we talked about that in other shows, which we can refer to.
Okay. This week, hi, Thelma. I talked to Thelma from Ohio, Bill. And her husband, Kim, was suffering from this kind of a hernia.
Inguinal, yeah.
Yeah. And she wanted to know what you should do, you know, as far as surgery goes or the meshes or whatever.
Well, the first thing is I recommend at least two surgical opinions, and they'll examine it physically to see if it's a direct or indirect hernia on palpation. And if they're suspicious that they're not certain how big it is, they can, if it's reducible, they may want to do an ultrasound of the groin. I recommend if it's very small and it's not a big hernia, you may actually find that you've got what we call preherniable pain because the crust of the fascia is starting to separate, and you simply start collagen max and a tendon mender. Those are the first two to reduce the fascial inflammation of the tenosites. Mm-hmm. The same as the fascia around your wrist or anywhere else like your muscles in your leg. Interfascial areas, say the gastroc and soleus muscles in your lower leg or some other area, tendonitis like the anterior tibial attachment to your IT band to your hip. Mm-hmm. Those can get inflamed with the same fascia. So use tendon mender and collagen max, and you can add the anti-inflammatory to Inflamax, which is the Wobenzym N formula plus Serafep peptides, usually 5 capsules twice a day. Tendon mender, 2 capsules twice a day, and collagen max, 1 twice a day. And then topically, you can put pregnenolone in the areas of the groin if it's inflamed, and that'll reduce the inflammation.
And when is surgery necessary?
Surgery is necessary if you have two things present. Number one, you have increasing pain. Number two, you have a hernia, and the hernial sac could get entrapped. If you've got bowel entrapped in there, it could be a surgical emergency and get a bowel obstruction.
And what's this she was asking me about with the mesh?
Well, they can do two types of therapy. Use it to do, if it's small defect, they can just use the fascia and fold it over and do surgery. If they use a mesh in there, some meshes actually have had surgical, lawsuits over because they get an immune reaction against the mesh. And they use that also in women with mesh if they have, a pelvo-uterine kind of prolapse. And if you use the wrong mesh, you can get complications of chronic pelvic inflammation.
You were telling me something interesting this week, and it was about mother's milk and goats and how they pass on to the...
the probiotic bacteria. In fact, in most ruminating animals, if you don't pass the bacteria from the mother to the baby animal, they're going to die. They won't survive, so they need to get ruminating bacteria from the mother so that those bacteria supply 70 to 80% of the nutrients to the colonocytes. So with a leaky gut, they actually can die because their bowel can't mature. And 75% of the nutrients for the bowel wall colonocytes come from the ruminating bacteria. So the bacteria actually nourish your bowel. In animals, if you don't get it, you die.
Wow, so that's really important for little kids.
Right, and when we have
kids
too with autoimmune disease and autism and so on, part of the problem is they don't have proper probiotics. So we give Living Probiotic, which is a Resol 6 strain from Paris, or Living Probiotic Ultra, and things like immunoglobulins like Nutrimune. Those are going to help tremendously. And Berberstatin, they're going to help tremendously to restore what we call normal biosis. Because if your bowel biosis is screwed up, you're going to get food allergens that will affect your brain, and you're going to get large biomolecules. For example, you can actually test those with Dr. William Shaw's lab in Oberlin Park, Kansas, Great Plains Lab, and you can actually see them in the urine chromatography electrophoresis.
Bill, could you put up NutriMedical.com for me? Because before I forget, I know we have some sales on that include free shipping. And this week I had a few people asking me what is on sale. Now, do you want me to read it or do you want to?
I can read it. The first one is NutriDefense, which I designed some years ago. And it's an amazing formula. It's the most powerful antioxidant in the world. It's also an anti-cancer agent called a polyphenol. The study's done on males. There was not one case of prostate cancer in 20 years in the thousands of males that were tested.
And remember all the polyphenol that you got shipped over from Japan, and that was before the Fukushima?
Long before it, yeah. And we also have in that Things that block the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, including Zika virus. Mm-hmm. It also has a thing to block the Fenton reaction so pathogens can't enter, and it turns out that polyphenol in its anhydrous form is the most powerful way to block the viral receptor, so viruses, even if you get a virus, can't attach to your cells and tissues because the polyphenol has blocked it.
Zika virus, Bill. Lots of questions about Zika virus, why you're on it. What are there two most important or even three products? If a person is going to, I know someone that's going to Puerto Rico. I know someone that's right now in the Dominican.
I would take Neutrodyne,
three things.
15 drops three times a day, Allicin Med, a capsule twice a day, mm-hmm. to three times a day, mm-hmm. and I would take NutriDefense, 1 to 2 capsules three times a day.
To protect yourself.
Yeah.
So what would happen if you're taking that and the mosquito bit you?
You can't get infected.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, and you won't also, the problem is it clears in the blood in the plasma in 4 to 5 days. It can stay in the whole blood for 2 months, and it can stay in the endocervix or in the uterus and so on maybe for years. So women who get infected directly or indirectly from sexual transmission or vectors like mosquitoes may permanently not be capable of having a normal pregnancy.
But if you're taking the product, you don't get infected.
You don't get infected in the first place.
So you don't have to worry about
right.
it.
Right, and there's tests to be done. The problem right now is they're doing PCR on plasma, which is inadequate. So they've now had two counties in South Florida, they've actually prevented those people from donating blood or giving solid organ transplants. If someone dies in the emergency department and they prepare the organs, they've mm-hmm. stopped receiving organs from those two counties because there's so much Zika virus now in South Florida.
Well, you may continue to see that the Neutrodyne, NutriDefense, and Allicin Med, all of them are on sale with free shipping.
Right. We also have Vitamin Mineral Max, which is right important. Now. Most people don't realize if you don't have the proper activated forms of vitamins.
What does that mean? Albion
is a company that developed the technology for protein, amino acid chelates to minerals. And the proteins are actively transporting the minerals.
Wait, so now, that was fast.
Albion is a company.
I'm a little sleepy today.
Albion's a company that developed the protein chelate system. So they got Nobel Prize awards for developing the Albion system. So you attach a protein to the mineral,
uh-huh.
and the mineral then is actually transported across, not through ion channels, but through protein transport called endocytosis.
Now, our Vitamineral Max has that Albion.
All of our stuff does.
Every one of our products,
Life Support, the Minerals Plus, and so on, are Albion chelate. Now, there's some other technologies we're looking at, but these are the best. And in terms of looking at it, and people say, well, this is better than that one's better. The Albion chelate is a way to get minerals in. That's why if you take a Vitamineral Max or Minerals Plus and Life Support, you're going to get minerals into the tissue because without a mineral, the body cannot turn on the genes to actually create structural proteins or enzymes. Without the minerals, it's like the dark keys to make cords inside your DNA. You can't have gene induction.
I've upped my minerals. There was, the Vitamineral Max.
Right.
I've added the Minerals Plus.
Minerals Plus, yeah.
Made
minerals
my Plus. QRMA much better.
Right. The Minerals Plus was going to make three things. It works on healing tissues with zinc, copper, mm-hmm. neurotransmitter conversion, and blood sugar control.
Oh.
Because it helps to improve the peripheral deiodination of iodine in the 5' position.
Bill, if you're on the T4. Silver 100, how about that one?
Yeah, Silver 100.
That's 15% off.
15% off, and of course, silver, don't take any other silver or don't make it yourself. This is the only silver in a citrate complex where it's 100% lethal to pathogens, not 0.01%. And it's also a very powerful stimulant for your stem cells. So most people don't realize when you take it in any body tissue, it actually stimulates your stem cells to heal tissues. Silver is a noble metal, but it's interesting. Don't know exactly how it works, but it's the only mineral that stimulates your stem cells.
And how about CardioVasc, something that I've also added?
Yeah, now the CardioVasc is really important. Most people don't realize
liquid.
Perfusion is the most important thing for health.
It's liquid,
right.
And it's capsule.
Right, and the liquid and capsules are equivalent. Other companies that are trying to create knockoffs have very inferior products, and they don't have a capsule equivalent to the liquid tincture.
And how would you take the liquid?
I usually take at least
you
30.
You take the capsules.
Sometimes I take both. I actually have a bottle of it right here.
It doesn't taste good, Bill.
I don't mind the taste, actually. I usually will throw it in with flavored SodaStream water.
I think I might switch to capsules.
The capsules, I usually take 3 capsules at least 2 to 3 times a day.
Guess how many I take? One.
Yeah.
One,
well, a smaller
one a day,
woman.
And actually, I'm taking the liquid, so the equivalent, which is just
15 drops.
15 drops is equivalent to 3
one
capsule.
One capsule.
One capsule.
Yeah. 30 drops equals 2 capsules.
Oh. Okay.
You're taking okay. a young teenager or a young child dosage, if you're taking less than that.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, hopefully. Don't make any mental comments either, especially when I'm sleepy like I am today. I'm trying to stay awake to the end of the show. I've got company coming and everything, so I've been cooking and baking for days here. Bill, the life support is on sale.
Yeah, life support is the best overall food meal support, also for preppers. We like to combine it with Ageless, which includes the Vigapro protein. It has immunoglobulins in there, like the Nutriimmune. It also has in it the sulforaphane glycosinolate, which we talked about. This is one of the callers. He had this guy from Dr. Coimbra using high-dose vitamin D.
Dr. who?
Coimbra. He's up in South America, and he uses 1,000 units.
Did you say up in South America?
Or down. It depends on whether you're in Southern or Northern Hemisphere. For them, down in Southern Hemisphere.
We're up.
For us, up.
And I'm sleepy. I'm the one sleeping.
Anyway, he uses 1,000 units of vitamin D per kilogram.
Uh-huh.
So if someone say 70 kilograms, they're going to take 70,000 units. I use actually vitamin D and vitamin D2 and D3, but the most important thing are what's called shutting down the hexose monophosphate shunt, which is a malignant arrest, giving apoptogenic agents to heal the DNA or make cells go through apoptosis. Mm-hmm. That includes full vitamin K2, malignant arrest, which is actually in our Ageless, and it's also, of course, in the malignant block, which is the sulforaphane glycosinolate, mm-hmm. and malagic acid, which is a sacred molecule in ancient Israel because it's the pomegranate, but there's 300 times higher concentration in the Terminella jabulia plant, which we have. And those three things with minoquinone 7, which is vitamin K2 and high-dose power C, will heal the DNA. So you want to shut down the hexose monophosphate shunt using these apoptogenic agents, high-dose vitamin D2 and D3, and you want to put somebody on what's called a ketogenic alkaline diet. So we can test with KetoStrix. If you use a ketogenic diet with this program, you can turn off autoimmune disease with a blast in your bone marrow.
And finally, the QRMA. I have so many people ask me, what is that? What does it do? Do you have to be a doctor to figure it out, how to operate it? No, I can operate it.
Well, the QRMA is a quantum resonant magnetic analysis. It looks at the biorhythms of the body. Half of the tests are easy for you to look at yourself. Mm-hmm. It simply tells you which organs are functioning below or above normal in terms of abnormal patterns, which minerals and vitamins you're deficient in, and if you have toxins, it'll even show those toxins or even electrosmog sensitivity. Half of the other tests, you need my interpretation. Now, if you get a machine from me, for you and your family, even uncles, aunts, you know, cousins, mm-hmm. I will do an analysis and tell you what supplements to take, and then also give you recommendations based on the history you give me if you want conventional tests or other advanced testing like metapathia, blood, urine, stool, x-rays, whatever. But it's all depending on how skeptical you are. Most of the time, you just need the QRMA and just send me the compressed file along with a paragraph of your symptoms and your history and what you're doing, and I can tell you, oh, you're diabetic, or you're, vascular disease, or you're deficient in zinc, or copper, or chromium, or whatever.
You, like with me and with everyone else that I know, and the family and friends and everything, you tell everyone what to take.
Right.
And it corrects it. That's the fun
part. Once it corrects it, then you actually can.
It.
What you find, if you're using QRMA regularly, mm-hmm. the average person in a year to year and a half will only need one-third, and they're different supplements than they previously started,
mm-hmm.
because it cones down to what is currently their needs are rather than blasting everything. So it changes things. As
but
you
most
start
things
to,
you can't quit, like for viscous blood, you can't quit metaconase.
No, you
or
should stay on
right
it.
Right back.
Exactly, but it'll identify the things you need to stay on because you may have hyperviscous blood or chronic zinc or copper deficiency, mm-hmm. or hypertension or whatever, or you're pre-diabetic.
Let's. Are you ready for the emails? Danny from Taipei, Taiwan. I just received my order, and I have a question for Dr. Deagle. I am 59 years old, and my only problem is sleeping. Something I was lacking last night.
Well,
I have no problem falling asleep. The problem is that I wake up after only 3 or 4 or 5 hours and cannot fall asleep again for usually about 2 more hours. Very inconvenient. I'm not thinking or worrying about anything. Rather, my body seems to just be too awake to sleep. I ordered several products, and I'm just trying a few at a time so I can figure out which ones work. And
well, his pattern is
he's taking Calm Mind. You know what, in Taiwan, do they use a lot of MSG? Because that That can keep you awake.
They'll do it. The way it does it, it raises cortisol or stress hormone levels.
Yeah, don't they have MSG and everything?
MSG increases what's called N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor in the brain. Mm-hmm. No epinephrine and dopamine. But here's what you do. You want to take Calm Mind and Brain Mag, a scoop at least a couple times during the day, and double that before bed, an hour before. And during the day, you want to take 1 to 2 mood elevator posinol soft gels. And that will lower your cortisol level in the evening, your stress hormones, and allow you to go to sleep. And you may take melatonin TR, 1 to 3 tablets, an hour before bed, along with the double dosage of Calm Mind Brain Mag scoops in your drink. So the key issue is Calm Mind Brain Mag during the day, but to keep your diurnal pattern of cortisol and stress hormones normal. Double dosage an hour before bed with melatonin, and during the day and at night, 1 to 2 posinol soft gels, and it'll normalize your day-night pattern of cortisol and stress hormones, so you'll go to sleep and stay asleep.
Okay, he has the Calm Mind and the melatonin, and he said he says to take one melatonin pill before sleep, which he's started doing, and he said, however, he'll still wake up, so he takes a second one, which helps him sleep a little longer. Last night he said, I took a third one, and it helped me sleep right through.
Right, what you should do is you should first off start adding posinol 2-3 times a day.
But
1 to 2.
Three melatonin
is what you should take right away rather than waiting until.
He said, is it safe to take 3 pills?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And then you should also be taking Calm Mind with the Brain Mag.
He said, it seems to work for me that way, and I don't feel any negative side effects.
He won't. Like, so if you take medical drugs, like benzodiazepines, it's really dangerous. You'll get amnesia and everything.
Yeah.
Do not do this. In fact, one of the most dangerous class of drugs you can take are benzos. Is if you stop them abruptly, you will seizure like crazy.
Next is Jamie Bill from New Jersey. Hi, Dr. Bill. My brother-in-law is Jim. Hey, Jim G., our friend Jim.
Right.
Didn't expect that. He suggested I send you this report. Could you please look at it at your earliest convenience? It's a QRMA report, Bill.
Right.
And he says his mother passed at 64 with lung cancer, so he's concerned, and his father passed at 72. Of heart disease. So he wants to know, I guess, what's preventative? I would say the malignant block for the cancer, right?
Well, yeah, you use the three biggies for cancer prevention are malignant block, elagic acid, and minoquinone 7, full vitamin K2 with power C.
Those and for heart disease,
cardiovascular, and omega supreme krill, magnesium glycinate, and gamma E plus, or new gamma E plus will stop the development of new plaque, and then omega cod liver liquid to lower cholesterol and prevent cholesterol oxidation, and anti-age max will stop cholesterol being converted to 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol and what's called oxidized fatty acids, because it's oxidized fatty acids and oxidized cholesterol that when the big eater cells or macrophage eat them, they die and become foam cells forming plaque. Mm-hmm. They calcify, and if you do a high-speed CT, you'll see these calcified plaque little spots in your arteries. That's where if they bust, you're going to have a heart attack or stroke.
A DM in an email. Hi there. Which nutraceutical products would you recommend to help mitigate cardiac arrhythmia? Moreover, are there any standout foods or mainstream items of consumption that you would recommend avoiding?
You want to avoid anything that's a powerful stimulant, like, for example, hot foods, foods that contain MSG. Never have aspartame or Splenda, which are cardiotoxic. In terms of things for your heart, I would recommend cardiovascular, magnesium glycinate, gamma E+, omega supreme krill, vein OA, which helps to stabilize the blood vessel walls of the conduction pathways, and elagic acid, and then particularly for the heart and arrhythmias, forcecolin. Colius forcolia is good for cardiac arrhythmias and atrial fibrillation.
But
magnesium glycinate is really important.
That's good for weight loss, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also particularly good for cardiac arrhythmias. But you want a high-dose magnesium, and I recommend at least 3 magnesium glycinate twice a day. And that'll help to stabilize your heart.
They say that's what Melissa McCarthy took, Force Golden, to lose all the
weight. She was also taking Garcinia Cambogia to control her appetite. Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we'll have Adrian from Maryland.
Excellent. Back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Be sipping.
Well, While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Question, yep.
Adrian, as I said, from Maryland. Oh, and getting back, I remember just before you left there about Melissa McCarthy, you mentioned something else that she took. And I said, well, what is that in? Because that great big bunch of words you said, most listeners are probably like me and don't know what it was. It's in the diabetoline. Is that correct?
Well, there's a number of things that are going to lower insulin resistance and control appetite. The thing that we use mainly is diabetoline and leptin metabolic that lower leptin, and like increase leptin sensitivity. Leptin's a primary hormone that regulates your appetite. One leptin metabolic in the morning, diabetoline, two twice a day.
And what about that forskolin?
Forskolin helps two twice a day. It'll increase conversion of white fat to brown fat to burn it off, and lipoflush, which is conjugated linoleic acid.
Okay, for Adrian, Dr. Deagle, I'm a customer on your site and have purchased a number of your products. About 7 months ago, you sent me the protocol for the HSV2 virus. I bought the products, Silver 100, Monolaurin, NutriDefense, NutriDyne, and Allicin Med, and followed the protocol for 2 weeks. After following the protocol, I did not have any symptoms at all for 6 months and thought the virus had been removed until recently when I had symptoms show up again briefly. I want to find out what the appropriate amount of time is to take the protocol.
Well, first off,
Well, he says he's a 35-year-old male, 205 pounds.
You have to stay on it to keep it in remission.
Yeah.
We don't know if you stop it, if it's not going to come back. Now, it might not. We have people that have taken it 6 months or a year, and they've stopped it and haven't had a return. Because it's going to kill off the intracellular as well as the extracellular
pathogens. Or he only took it for 2 weeks.
Weeks.
And it got rid of it.
What I would recommend he does is take it for a minimum of 6 months to a year, and then he has a choice at that point. He either can stop to see if it returns, or number two, he can just stop and see, or he can take a maintenance dosage, which is a much lower dosage.
Yeah, you don't take the same dosage he did for 2 weeks. You take a much lower dosage.
Right.
A maintenance, right?
Yeah, maintenance dosage to keep it so it doesn't come back.
Next bill is Brian, our friend Brian from up in Toronto, Ontario, our fire captain. Remember Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Dr. Bill. My dad has been taking your protocol for 2 weeks. That's the malignant block, the ellagic acid, and the curcumin.
Right.
Topical curcumin cream. He has a black spot on his face, and at night when he washes his face with a face cloth, a scab comes off the black spot, and then he puts a curcumin cream on. Following your protocol to the letter, his skin is now reddish in that area. I've told him to just wash with soap and water and pat dry his face. He says he's seeing a difference. He sees the skin specialist next month. What is your advice?
Well, first off, he's playing around with a topical start of our anti-cancer protocol for melanoma. Mm-hmm. He should be at our full anti-cancer protocol, malignant rest, malignant block, high-dose vitamin C as well. But he is effectively starting to kill the cancer changes in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening. So continue doing it. When he sees a cancer doctor, never take paint-by-numbers chemotherapy. Always do gene-based cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do that, in addition to taking our nutraceuticals to help fight the cancer, don't stop the nutraceuticals when you start a cancer protocol.
Hey, Brian goes on to say, they really do not give Trump a break on Canadian TV coverage. I would imagine they're more...
they're social communists.
Because they are...
globalist social communists. And Justin Trudeau is a flaming social communist in the same vein as Pierre Elliott Trudeau, his father. Who used to, by the way, have...
And your friend, Obama?
Yeah, Obama, yeah. Hey, my grandmother's brother... was the deputy prime minister for many years under Trudeau.
Okay.
So I know inside stuff that's really bad.
Carl Bill is next from Florida. Hi, Michelle. Know you are good. Okay, he knows I'm good. There you go. how could you... oh, my gosh. Hey, could you please ask Daddy D? He says D. It's actually Daddy B. B.I. It's like, who would ever know that?
I started calling
Bill that, like, I don't know, with our first
name. Daddy D for Dr. Deagle, right? But it's Daddy B, B. B for Bill.
Do you remember? Yeah. B.I. And you say Mommy Me or Mommy Mishi.
Yeah, that was basically...
We started that 30 years ago.
When we had babies.
You gotta let me go.
Oh, look at that. We're already heading into break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, HealthWise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. And Michelle, you have a few more questions. Let's proceed.
I do. Remember, it was Carl from Florida?
Yeah.
So he says, hey, could you please ask Daddy, that would be Daddy B, how many drops of Nutridyne I need to use to purify river or lake water in Florida? Serious hike ahead. That's what I love to do, hike. Want backup capabilities in case people run out of water.
If you're storing it, I recommend 10 to 15 drops per gallon.
So what do? Just take the water out of the
river? You have a 5-gallon jug.
Yeah.
Right, which is a regular way I tell people to store water. You don't get these big, giant things you can't move into a car or whatever.
Yeah.
5-gallon stackable jugs, which you can get at Ready Store, which we have a link on our site. Mm-hmm. And then just make sure they're nice, clean, and sterile. Put your pure water system, purified water, whether it's from a river or whatever. You get a BEV 200 system, for example, pure water. You can drop the line into a puddle, and it'll turn it into cleaner and distilled water. Then you put in your 5-gallon jug and add 15 drops per gallon, in there for long-term storage. Like if it's just short-term, probably just a couple droppers isn't plenty. But if you're talking about long-term storage, 6 months or whatever, you want to make sure the Darren stuff doesn't grow anything.
He's out hiking. Say he uses his water bottle and just dips it in and takes up some lake water or something. What would you say you put in there? How much would you put in?
I'd probably put in about, for just a water bottle, probably 5 drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next is Renee in an email. I've had health issues since I was 15, and now I'm 55. When I was 15, I got hepatitis, and then I went from that as years went by, and it got LYPOD, where my body turned against my own liver and decided it did not belong to me, so I had to take steroids and Imurin for the inflammation to lower my high blood count. She said when she was 18, she had amalgam fittings, mercury fillings, right, in her whole mouth that looked like railroad tracks.
Right.
And anyway, she goes on to say that...
So obviously it sounds like she knows that they tried to poison her with mercury, which is...
You know what she says here?
Uh-huh.
I am a saved Christian. I love Jesus very much, and I'm living for Jesus Christ. Sometimes I wonder why my body has not healed. I feel like it is because I'm not doing enough for Jesus, or am I doing things wrong? No.
No, you don't do anything wrong, or you make God mad, so you're sick. But now he's giving you the opportunity because you're listening to our show, which is a medical Christian ministry, and we're going to provide you the pathway to get healed. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
So Bill, for her, I guess...
She has several things. She's got autoimmune disease. She's probably got mercury still in her system, even if the amalgams are taken out. And we have to reverse any stealth pathogens and cytokines in her system and stimulate her stem cells to heal her body.
I'll give you her email.
Yeah, I can. I'll give her a basic and a level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, protocols. In other words, I can take you a long way down the pathways to healing. But you know, can you afford it? Do you want to do it? And most people will get better with just starting with supplements. Level one, they'll take 3 or 4 of the things we tell them to take, and they remarkably start to improve right away. And say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it! Praise the Lord, and they're getting better. So they don't need to do everything. But I have in reserve for those people who aren't getting better more and more layers if they need it.
Eric from Illinois. Hi, Dr. Bill and Michelle. I am a longtime customer, and if you have a little time, I wanted to get some advice on some knee issues my wife is having. She had a fall at work and tore the meniscus in her knee. Workers' comp paid for knee surgery to remove the torn meniscus, but since then she has had more and more knee pain. Latest x-rays show her knee is bone on bone, and there has been some loss of bone in the knee. I believe.
Well, the first off, you got two compartments. You got the patellar compartment and you got the tibial compartment. And the problem is that that information doesn't help me discern, but I can ask some questions.
The doctor wants to do a partial knee replacement.
Well, that's the usual garbage that goes on. Let me explain. Yeah. You want to first do a knee arthrogram with radiomagnetic dye and MRI, and then you want to look at the knee and the patellar compartment. Firstly, if you've done a meniscectomy, remove some of the meniscus, you take out what's called a little bumper pad in there. You change the biomechanics of the knee so you stop the tracking of the kneecap properly. See, she might have had to have reattachments of her ligaments to make sure that the patella tracks properly on the femoral condyles. And they have to remove the garbage, defibrillate the cartilage off the patella of the kneecap, and then put in a hydroviscous layer so they don't have cartilage on cartilage that will fibrillate and calcify. The same way with the joint. So say they're going to do a partial knee, it means these people don't understand the biomechanics of what's wrong with their knee. She may need special force plate orthotics or a custom dynamic knee brace. And then she may need treatments to actually stimulate her cartilage to heal. If you start off with tendon bender, joint performance, 2 capsules of each twice a day, collagen max twice a day, mountain red velvet, topically around the knee, pregnenolone and curcumin, she may need to go back to an orthopedic surgeon and just do what's called a cleanup. In other words, they reattach the ligaments to the patella so it tracks. She might need a dynamic knee brace. But you do not rush in. I just looked at 5-6 years ago, 50,000 complications, just in Medicare patients alone with knee replacements, many of these people died or ended up losing their leg. So if your doctor's trying to push it, it means they're lazy.
Okay.
They didn't do the proper medical investigations. We're talking about conventional and advanced orthopedic and radiological care. And then you can do nutraceuticals to reestablish the healing of the tissues so you can avoid it. And if you need to, you can do a platelet-rich plasma injection or a stem cell injection like the Centeno Clinic in Grand Cayman to regenerate the joint. So when people say you can't do, well, that's garbage. These doctors are way too quick to cut.
Pat, in an email, Bill. Hi, Michelle and Bill. A neighbor of mine has throat cancer with a lump that now protrudes from the left side of his neck. I believe he's ruled out surgery since it could interfere with his esophagus. He wanted to try IV vitamin C therapy, but was told that his veins are too small. I believe you mentioned that Power C Plus was as potent as IV therapy, so I recommend that he order some. What would constitute a therapeutic dose for him? He's 5'10", around 180 pounds or less, since he's been losing weight. And he's taken blood thinners and checks the levels every week.
About 50 to 60 grams a day. Each capsule equivalent to a gram and a half. So that would mean probably something like 12 to 14 capsules three times a day, and you can open the capsules and make a smoothie. Mm-hmm. It's that easy. It's a salt, so it's not acid. It won't screw up his stomach or bowel. And I usually recommend high-dose Malignarest, one packet twice a day, Maligna Block, two to three capsules three times a day, full vitamin K, two to three capsules three times a day, and the ellagic acid, three capsules three times a day, and that will repair the DNA. And then, of course, if you go on a ketogenic diet along with a Malignarest, you can dramatically starve out the cancer because it's the hexosmonophosphate shunt that supplies the cancer cells with energy.
She goes on to say, I thought I read that vitamin C can act as a blood thinner. Is that true?
No.
No.
Okay. Nope. No, vitamin E can. Mm-hmm. Ginkgo biloba can, which is in our cardiovascular, which is why you have to stop it 4 days before surgery, but not vitamin C, no.
Jay from Florida. Let's see. Hi, Doc. There is a site, Propecia Help, that focuses on the millions of men whose sexual function has been destroyed by these types of drugs. Many men have even committed suicide because their marriage was destroyed because they couldn't, quote-unquote, perform.
You're kidding.
Maybe you could.
We talked about the gentleman the other day who called in with about this, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could view the site and give you recommendations. Anyways, he said the effect of these drugs sure coincides with the UN agenda.
Well, what they did is these drugs block what's called dihydrotestosterone, and they will stop.
You know what? He goes on to say, I have been off. He was taking it, and he's been off of it for 5 years.
Doesn't matter.
My function still is not back to normal.
I know how to reverse it.
You do, don't you, Bill? I'll give this to you. Okay.
The wizard of Dr. Deagle shall solve the problem, and I can prove it with testing. We also, by the way, our new Gamma E Plus, has it's a new tocotrienols will dramatically increase follicles. So besides the stimulation of hair follicles with the proper minerals which you need,
what is
biotin
it?
For example, or biotin plus is important for hair follicles, and the gamma E plus dramatically increases hair follicle growth. And there's specific things we do to restore male hormone, Men's Max, Hormone Synergy, DHEA, and pregnenolone, and we can test the saliva, which is an ultrafiltrated blood, and it tells you exactly what the hormone levels are. And we can check to make sure there's no other factors, neurovascular, that are affecting, like nitric oxide synthase and tetrahydrobiopterin, to try to improve erectile function and male hormone. What these drugs do is they're trying to stop balding by blocking DHT throughout the whole body, which is stupid. And the doctors get away with it for a while until they get enough body count that they get in trouble.
Next is Aria from New Hampshire. Dear Dr. Deagle, I reside in New Hampshire, and this James gentleman referred me to you.
Uh-huh.
Attached is a clumsy attempt at a synopsis about how she's feeling. Basically, Bill, she says that she has MS, and she's had it since 1989 and is paralyzed from the neck down. Does MS paralyze you like that?
It can, yeah. There's five subclasses of MS. Type 1 is a very aggressive form that will kill you in a few months. Uh-huh. Type 2 is what's called progressive relapsing type, which will keep chewing up different parts of your body. Type 3 is a more common one, which is a relapsing remitting type. And then there's a type 5 where you get one attack and it never comes back. And the way to do it is it's a Lyme-like parasite.
You said 1, 2, 3, 5. What about
1, 2, 3, 4? 4 is the intermediate.
Interesting. And what is it? What would this be with paralyzing from the...
That's a very aggressive form. And she may have had some enough
that's
damage.
Since 1989.
Well, she's probably had progressive attacks. And if you did a bright scan on MRI scan looking for bright lesions, you'd see bright lesions in the internal capsule, anterior and posterior capsule in the areas of the brain, around the ventricles, preventricular. And what happens is the plasma cells migrate from the ventricles and attack the oligodendrocytes that are near the ventricular wall. And they strip off the myelin sheath, and if you get down less than four layers, you don't have saltatory nerve conduction. All we need to do is restore four layers, and you're fine.
You have a great protocol for that because I
right. We use single end myelin basic protein neurogen. Okay. We kill off the pathogens, including Lyme-like parasites. We turn off the autoimmune disease with our autoimmune and cancer protocol, which is malignant rest, malignant block, etc., high-dose vitamin D. And we can actually turn off the autoimmune condition, and we can see your antibody levels drop against the tissues. You can even do, and there's new immunotherapies, but it's really not necessary. There's one of the therapies that we talked about, this young man is going to Chicago. The problem is that they wipe out your immune system and then give it back to you, and you have pre-existing disease like heart disease and so on, you'll die. Mm-hmm. So you will be cured if you survive it, but if you don't, you're going to die. And I don't need to do that. You just need to take my protocol, and I can turn off the autoimmune condition and restore your immune system so it restores to normal.
Denise from Washington State. I have, what's that?
Villo-peritoneal pharyngeal incompetence, yeah.
Yeah, the failure of the body's ability to temporarily close the communication between the nasal cavity and the mouth. Because of an anatomic dysfunction of the soft palate.
Right.
She wants to know what protocol would you recommend for that?
Well, firstly, there's two reasons
for it. She's born with it, too.
There's two reasons for it, anatomic and muscular. If you've got a muscular problem, you've got low muscle tones, you can't close the palatine fossa. The other is surgical, so she may need an ENT surgeon to actually do surgery to fix that fossa so they can properly close. But most people don't realize that most obstructive sleep apnea and velto-pharyngeal things are aggravated by tendency toward diabetes because you have low muscle tone in these areas and they collapse and block the airway as well. So there may be some links. So you have to check other factors as well besides the fact there may be an inherited tendency toward the problem. Mm-hmm. So she's most likely going to need an ENT doctor that's an expert on repair of this type of disorder. Mm-hmm. Would be my guess. Along, we can improve muscle tone as well, too.
Our friend Charles Bill from Texas. Hi, I've learned a lot by listening to Lorraine Monet. Lorraine Monet? Is he on the show?
She?
Oh, yeah. She talks about the Persians' control of the world for the last 5,000 years, and the primary army is the Jesuits, backed by the Vatican Bank, and political operatives. Very interesting. But he says, the interview doesn't mention about the DNA studies that prove her statements. Do you have anything to say on that?
Well, the statements about the Persians is incorrect. They're just one of many empires. If you look at the statue that was in the plains of Shinar that was prophesied by Daniel, talk about the head of the Babylonian, the head, and then the arms and chest of gold, which is the Persians, mm-hmm. Second Empire.
Yes.
The belly of brass,
yes.
and the legs and feet of clay, and then the feet of clay and iron. Those are multiple empires, and those are all combined in the final beast empire, which is under the banking control. And the banking control of the world is, firstly, here's the scenario. Satan, mm-hmm. the Pindar, this Council of the Twelve, which includes the Vatican, and the Sabbatean, Khazarian Satanists that run the banks, okay? They're under the Vatican. That's why the kippah on the Jewish burgomasters through Europe and Russia in the Middle Ages mm-hmm. were all given titles to not be condemned, because if anybody committed a form of usury, which is charging interest on money, mm-hmm. you automatically committed a mortal sin and we're going to spend hell. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to hell. So they gave them only to Jews, and they had to give them a kippah. And so all the banks are still completely controlled by the Vatican. All the property of Europe, for example, the European Union, is still completely under the Vatican. People need to know that. The Fed Reserve System is under the Vatican, which is 90% of the money on Earth, two-thirds of which has never been printed. So Fed Reserve notes are completely controlled by the Vatican. People need to know that.
Next, Bill, is Monica from Texas. Good afternoon, Dr. Deagle. I hope this email finds you doing well and being blessed. Thank you. My son, daughter, and I were diagnosed with this gene mutation, that A11298C homo...
Yeah, it's homozygous. What she's talking about is one of the many what's called SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms of 5-methyltransferase to make folic acid attach a hydroxyl group.
Her question is...
25% of the people in the world have a SNP of one type or another, mm-hmm. and 50%... of all Hispanic people in the world have the gene SNP in there and polymorphism. Easy to fix. You just give them 5-methyl folic acid.
Well, you know her last name is Hispanic. Look at that.
Right. And you just give them a 5-methyl folate and the problem solved.
Well, you know what she's saying, though? I am addressing you to ask if you know if the products Calm Mind and Posnol would be a good choice.
No. No, so those are not the ones that you want to use. BioLVR to start, which has activated B6, B12, and folate. Then you move on to superfolate, which is 1,000 micrograms of activated 5-methylfolate reductase, form of folic acid, and methyl B12, which is the super the power methyl B12. And then the most powerful methylating agent we have is S-methyl, which is actually in nitrogen sachets. It contains 600 milligrams per sachet powder It's a methylation form of that helps with methylation pathways. Methylation is important for myelination.
Wow, I'm gonna play this back.
I'll probably think of it in a second.
You're looking at me now, you know, like, do you really think that I'm gonna come up with it?
Yeah. No, it has trimethylglycine, TMG. 600 milligrams trimethylglycine on top of the 77% isomers.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
That's funny.
So, yeah, in other words, it's no sweat. You just take the superfolate and the paramethyl B12.
Good, because she was thinking the wrong choices there. So
right.
It's good to see that one out.
Easy to solve.
When we come back, we'll hear from a friend of Lloyd's up in Nelson, B.C.
Absolutely. Back in just a minute. Solving your problems. Helping you all the way with a lot of prayer and a lot of research.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What was that?
It's a day to cancel not only a cancellation day for your health issues, but your ignorance of other issues, and we're going to make you well, heal you, and pray for you, and love you.
Lloyd's friend, Bill, I mentioned, from Nelson, B.C., his name is Bob. Hello, Michelle. Could you please tell me why Carboblock has been discontinued? And I understand that Glycemix is recommended as a substitute. That's right, because we've had tremendous success with it.
Right.
But I did not have good glucose readings having taken that product before, he says. There seemed to me to be no substitute for Carboblock. Carboblock is in the Glycemix. Bill, that's for you. That's for you.
Glycemix will not raise your blood sugar.
It does the opposite. He must have done something else.
So there's other things in it that improve it beyond just...
Here, have a taste of my water, dear. Good pure water with melted ice.
3 hours of talking.
No, anyway, mute button with me here. You have to turn me off, too.
Anyway, so, no, Carboblock, number one, when you say this about glycemic, it's going to be other factors.
That could go down the wrong way. Hold on.
It could be. You've got to take other things, for example, in your diet, low glycemic index diet. Take the glycemic before meals. It'll block carbohydrate in the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone makes those statements that raise your blood sugar, it's not possible. You're going to need to avoid things like white bread, white sugar, rapidly absorbed carbohydrates. You need to have some oils in your diet. Believe it or not, fat and oils are good for diabetics, people trying to control blood sugar, and low glycemic index vegetables, non-starchy.
What particular of our products is in the glycemic that would control your, I guess it's glucose?
There's a number of them. It's going to be...
Do you remember what they are?
Well, I can go through it if you want me to pull it up. I don't know if you have time to go through it.
No, right out of your head. We don't have time because I've got a couple more questions here.
Okay, go through your questions and I'll try to dig it up. I'm going to multitask here.
Oh, you mean, okay. So real quickly, here.
So what I tell people, if you're trying to control blood sugar, you want to take...
Oh,
well, you want to take not only glycemic, you want to take berberostatin, glycemic, dibetalene, biotin plus, and leptin metabolic. Okay. You remember, I have multiple hormones that are out of balance that cause blood sugar to go up. Insulin, cortisol, glucagon, and the resistance to leptin and to insulin are the factors that control appetite.
Is green tea supreme good for weight
yes.
loss?
Yes. Yeah, green tea burns off calories.
So there's so many things we have.
Well, we have green tea supreme, we have lipoflush, and we have force colon, and we have, of course, the dibetalene and glycemic.
Leptin metabolic and glycemic.
Yeah, and leptin metabolic, which is the most important one for lowering leptin resistance for appetite control and insulin resistance is that one in the dibetalene and glycemic. Let me pull up the glycemic blurb here because it might allow me to kind of give you some more details. Here it is. Let's see.
Biotin is B12.
It's got all the minerals to lower insulin resistance. It's got the factors to lower block carbohydrates. It's got
sinus.
It has sinulin in there, which is to lower insulin resistance. It has a green tea extract, which will lower it. It has vanadium and all the other trace minerals to lower insulin resistance.
Just a minute, Bill.
Very comprehensive. It's like, it includes all the dibetalene. Go ahead.
You can go to NutriMedical.com. Just look up glycemic. It gives you the product sheet.
Yeah. And
in the meantime, have a great weekend. We're going to be off here in 2 seconds, my dear. Where's your off button? There's your off button. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you. God bless you. And next, Bill will be back on Monday.
And we'll be doing a video probably by tomorrow. If you're signed up on live stream, you're going to notice when we're doing our video with Ann Morrison.
Thank you for listening.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. stimulate the release of others like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.